Blog Talk Radio.
To be praised. Amen. And a holy good evening to you all. I'm Pastor Sabrina Sessions, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Brother Bill is here with us. Brother Marshall is here with us. And so are all of you. And as you know, when two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst as well. So the Lord is with us and the holy angels are with us and all of you. Amen. So we're all here together in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we want to extend a hearty welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I know that you're all excited about entering into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, all those prayer requests that you've been saving up in your heart and that you haven't placed there. I know that you can't wait to get that done. So, at your very first opportunity, as soon as we're off the air, go to it. Give it everything you've got. Amen? Amen. And so I know some of you are going, what is she talking about? Well, we want to invite you to our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. If you have a cell phone, go to your browser and pull up miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines. Click that because that's your link. And all the other links will open up to you. And we were talking about the one that says Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room, where after this church service, all the saints are going to rush in and put in all those prayer requests they've thought about in their head, but they didn't list. They're going to put them in there with the scriptures that they're standing on so we can all come together in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. And so right now, we're inviting you to join us in our chat room. That's the one that says MIC Radio Chat. That's where we are now. We're in there saying hi and hello and amen and hi, saints, and good evening, much blessing. That's where we are now. We're greeting one another in the name of the Lord, and we invite you to join us. If you're on a computer, pull up miracleinternetchurch.com and click the link that says MIC Radio Chat. And when it comes up, sign in. We just ask that you don't use your social security number, your driver's license, your telephone number, your email address, or your blood type as a username. Come up with something else. Amen. Amen. Come up with something else. And when you do, sign in, say hello to everyone, because everyone, as you can see, is waiting to say hello to you. So, praise the Lord. Let's all get together in the chat room. Amen. Now, somebody wrote me not too long ago and told me that they were having a problem when they tried to become a member of Miracle Internet Church, when they clicked that link. Well, we had it tested, and it worked out fine. So maybe you should go back and try again. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there was somebody that asked me a question about some of our e-books. Well, we have a link for that. When you open up all the links, if you're on a computer, they come up across the top of the page. If you're on an iPhone or an Android cell phone or some other device, once you push those three lines, that link, all the other links open and you can see it. Amen? In order to purchase those books, you will need to have an Amazon account. Once you put the item, the book that you want, into your, what do they call that little thing, cart, then they just you just follow what you do after that. And then it downloads to your electronic device that you indicate. If you want it downloaded to your cell phone, that's where it goes. If you want it downloaded to your computer, that's where it goes. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So now that we cleared that up, I pray that everyone is doing just fine and feeling good. And if you don't feel good, then we bind the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We command whatever is making you feel bad to be bound, go into a cage, and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Take a deep breath, cough it out, breathe in the Holy Spirit, and come on, let's go on with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is great and greatly to be praised, and he loves for us to be in health and prosper as our souls prosper. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I noticed a little habit that some people are getting into. When you go up to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, you just pray for yourself and your little needs. And you don't really pray for the other saints. I know most of you come in agreement. That's very good. That's what we asked you to do. But some of you never reach out and pray beyond your own personal needs. All right? So why don't we try that this week? Let's try not just praying for our needs, but go a little further and pray for something that doesn't necessarily directly touch your life. Let's just try that, okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We are growing in the Lord. Yes, we are. We are growing in the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And so we need to go before the Lord in prayer. The Bible says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me." In other words, Lord, be gracious to me. I really need you to be gracious to me. Amen? And answer me. Ah, don't we get answers from the Lord here? Doesn't he move with his miracles? Don't we have praise reports? Well, some of you have praise reports, but you don't share them. Well, you're supposed to do that in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We're supposed to share our testimonies because we overcome him by the word of by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Almost had that backwards. That's right. We have to give testimonies. We have to tell of the wonderful things that the Lord has done. Amen? And I got a breakthrough today. Yes, I did. I had to go out in the rain for a few minutes. But nonetheless, before I ever left the house, God gave me a breakthrough today, so I am very thankful to the Lord, and I'm very happy for my breakthrough. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes. So, our God, as I was saying, is great, and he's greatly to be praised, provides us with his armor. Isn't that wonderful? You know, in life, we were running around trying to defend ourselves all the time. And mostly what we used was our mouths. And we didn't always use our mouths the right way. But now that we're in the kingdom of God, God has given us his armor. We don't have to depend on what we used to depend on. We can throw that away. We have much better armor now. We have superior armor. Superior. Yes, we do. So, that's what we ought to do. Remember when we used to use fear to protect ourselves instead of faith? Well, guess what? It's time to get rid of the rest of that fear. Yes, it is. It's time to just use the shield of faith and the rest of the armor that God provides. You see, before we didn't know any better, but now we're learning better. So it's time to do better. Amen? Yes, it is. It's time to do better. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your graciousness, your goodness, your benevolence that you show towards your children and to the children of men. We thank you for your love poured out to us. We thank you that you even pour your love in our hearts that we might pour it out to others. We thank you. You have honored us, Father, with your very self. With your very self. And you tell us, having given us Jesus Christ, that you would give us everything that is good for us when it is time for us to have it. We thank you, Lord, that you never forget us. You never walk away and say, I don't want to have anything else to do with you. You're just terrible. You won't obey a thing I tell you to do. You don't do that, Lord. You keep working on us. And so we humbly submit ourselves to you tonight, and we thank you that you never gave up on us and that you will stay with us for all eternity. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We stretch our hands to you, and we bless the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your glory in our midst. We thank you for the wall of fire, your all-consuming fire that surrounds us. We thank you for the holy angels that you've given to watch over us. We thank you for your warring angels that surround us, your praising angels that cover us. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Many will bow because they choose to in reverence. Others will bow because they are made to bow. But we thank you that we have the opportunity while here on the earth to bow before you willingly. And to reverence you, and to submit our entire lives to you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you that you fulfill the desires, Lord, of those who reverence you. You hear our cry, and you save us. You are our salvation. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy that is in our lives and everywhere else. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks And we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic and technology demons, leviathans, kundalini spirits, water spirits, marine spirits, star demons, sex devils, unclean spirits, betrayal spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, womanizing, drones, seducing, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and their attack, all targeted radio frequency devils, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind all microwave frequency weapons and overturn all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, European, Caribbean, and Latin American evil, wickedness, black magic, and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air and return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse demons. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, the gods of the people of the land, and the gods of the groves. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride, Leviathan, and all of his underlings. We strip you of your armor in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send you into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptations to sin. We bind you all in Jesus' name. We bind Basilic and Molech and Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, and Mammon in Jesus' name. We chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce them and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, we do serve you and obey you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for peace in the Gaza Strip. We pray for kings, all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord, that you have taught us to come before you and to call upon your holy name. And, Father, we disconnect ourselves from all the spirits that have followed us from today and days prior in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves from every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We pull out every fiery dart, every pen, every needle, every all voodoo witchcraft and curses, and we return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. We disconnect and circumcise ourselves from all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, pull down all walls of protection around the demonic ones in Jesus' name. We bind the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, sorcerer, and all nanobots and nanotechnology in Jesus' name. We break the power of curses, hexes, love spell, vexes, all spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, brain frequency meditations, bewitchments, death, potions, jinxes, torment, pain, sickness, and destruction. All psychic prayers, incense and candle burning, ungodly blessings, chantings, crystals, root works, tribal rituals, and sin. All blood sacrifices done against us. We bind them and we destroy their works in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, having broken the power of the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, the Satanists, the sorcerers, the Wiccans, the pagans, and any other source, we cut their rituals off of us in the name of Jesus Christ. And with the blood of Jesus, we erase all evil lines that they have placed on any part of us, our body, our soul, our will, or our emotions. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise for Hebrews 9:14. And we walk in the liberty that Jesus Christ has given us. We thank you that you raised a Father, Jesus Christ, from the dead. We repent of our past sins. And we confess that you are faithful and that you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We love you, Lord, and we give you praise. in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's wonderful weather here, and I hope that you're having wonderful weather wherever you are. You know, Noah came out with a list, yes, they did, of their predictions, as they do every year, of the hurricanes they think that we are going to have or could possibly have. They tried it again this year. But as you know, we take a stand in the spirit against those things. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the predictions of up to 20 hurricanes this year, this season, in Jesus' name. In fact, we bind up the hurricane season. We chain it with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We command it to cease to exist to the hurricane season, and we say to you, be gone in Jesus' name. The Bible says we will speak to the mountain and it will move. So we are commanding the hurricane season to be gone in Jesus' name and never to return. And we will keep saying this until you do. We command the spirits behind it to be bound, to be chained, to go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. Every adverse weather condition, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So whatever names you gave to occurrences that evil men are stirring up with wicked devices, we bind in Jesus' name. And we forbid you to come to our coast. We forbid you to bring damage and destruction and mayhem and chaos in Jesus' name. We bind death. We forbid it to move forward in Jesus' name. You will not come steal innocent lives who have not yet received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We bind you in Jesus' name. You under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say to the hurricane season, peace be still in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, Father, we say this from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 105. Psalm 105. And our verses for meditation come from Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verses 28 through 34. And everybody said amen to the prayer. Amen. Amen. And our featured ebook that Brother Bill just posted in the chat room is Electromagnetic Witchcraft. There's a link directly to the book. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, tonight, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us some more. And he wants to talk about him being on our side. The Lord is on my side. Now, I don't know if you're going to allow the Lord to be on your side, but the Lord is on my side. Amen? Amen. So if you would, join me in Psalm 118. Psalm 118, beginning with verse 5. Psalm 118, beginning with verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. Yes, when I was having a rough time, a hard time, things weren't coming together for me, looked like everything was falling apart, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place, not in a cramped closet, a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? You know, that's a good question to ask yourself. If the Lord is on your side, you should not fear at all. And since the Lord is on your side, what can mere man do to you? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. In other words, the Lord helps those that are helping you to help you. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Oh, if we would but learn that. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. Yes, they do that. The enemy does that. But the Lord helped me. The Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Amen? So when people come against you, when they use organizations and laws and ordinances and rules to come against you, when demons are inflaming them to come against you, who do you run to? Who do you trust in? Where do you find your strength? And who is your salvation? Well, the Lord is on my side. And hopefully, before the end of this message, he'll be on your side too. Amen? You see, goodness is a virtue of excellence. Goodness is a virtue of excellence. It expresses itself in kindness, in generosity, in benevolence, in charity, in sympathy, in mercy, in willingness to give unselfishly and liberally. Goodness expresses itself in kindness, generosity, benevolence, charity, sympathy, mercy, and a willingness to give unselfishly and liberally. Yes, it does. In Psalm 25, verse 8, Psalm 25, verse 8, the Bible says, good and upright is the Lord. And he is. He is both good and upright at the same time, continuously, forever. And he never changes. And as a result of his goodness and his uprightness, he is willing to teach sinners in the right way. He's willing to teach sinners the right way. This verse gives us the ground on which we should believe him for the fulfillment of his promises. Really? Yes. Because God is good, and because God is right all the time, we should be able to believe this about him. In fact, it should be the bedrock on which we say, well, because I know God is good all the time, and because I know God is right, he doesn't do anything wrong, I ought to be able to believe him for what he's promised to me. In Psalm 25, beginning with verse 1, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek, the teachable, will he guide in judgment. The meek, the teachable, will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as obey his covenant and his testimony. Amen. You see, this is a psalm of David, and David was saying to the Lord, Lord, please don't fail me because I'm trusting you in this thing. I put all my eggs in one basket, Lord, and I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. Don't let them win. Don't let them win. No one who believes in you should suffer disgrace, Lord. Show me where I should go and what I should do. Please lead me and teach me, because I have asked you to save me. Lord, you're my only hope, so teach me and lead me. Don't look at my past and all my sins and my family sin. Just don't even look at that. See me through the eyes of mercy and forgiveness and everlasting love with kindness. You see, saints, the Lord is willing to teach the right way to those who have gone astray. That's right. We get off the path. The Lord is willing to teach us the right way to go, what to do. That's right. And aren't we grateful for that? I know that I am. I hope that you are too. When we choose to walk, when we choose to walk in the paths of righteousness with the Lord, he will walk with us. Let me go over that again. When we choose to walk in paths of righteousness with the Lord, he will walk with us. So, you see, we must have a strong desire towards the Lord and a strong dependence on him. We aren't looking so much for God to move as he looks for us to change. Mm-hmm. We think that we're looking for God to move, but he's looking for us to change. You know, that's what you say when you repent. You say you're going to forsake sin. You're never going to do it again. And instead, you're going to walk in his way. Well, you can't just tell him that and not do it. You actually have to perform that vow to the Lord. When you come to the Lord and you say, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, what that means is that you are doing away with whatever it was that you did, the ungodly reason that you did it. You're getting rid of all of it. You're forsaking all of it. You're walking away from all of it forever. And that you're turning to him in confidence you're turning to him in trust, and that you're vowing to obey him and to walk in his way, not your way, his way. You're saying, I'm going to keep your commandments. I'm going to keep your statutes. I'm going to keep your ordinances. I will obey you. What you say to me, Lord, that I will do. And you don't go back to your sin anymore. Sorry, that's not repentance. That's telling the Lord that you're sorry. And most often, you're saying you're sorry that you got caught. Amen? That's right. Most often, we're saying that we're sorry we got caught. But you see, that's not what we should be doing. We should know that what we're saying to the Lord is, I'm done with that. I'm not going back to that anymore. I want to go on with you, Lord. Go and sin no more. Amen? That's true repentance. So with this strong desire towards God and this strong dependence on him, he's looking for us to actually follow him. We've been talking about that. And in following him, he's looking for us to actually enact the change, what it requires for change to come, that we promised him. He isn't looking for lip service. He's looking for true obedience, actual change in us. Mm-hmm. You see, Saint, we must learn to lift our souls to him in worship, because the Father, for those who will worship him, in spirit and in truth. Truth. I vowed to change, and so I'm actually going to be faithful to the Lord, and I'm going to do what it takes to change. That's faithfulness. Anything else is betrayal. Mm-hmm. You see, we lift our souls to the Lord in worship, knowing and believing that he alone is God. There is no other God beside him. All others are liars. You see, there really is none other but him. So we must lift up our hearts to our Father. We must surrender to him all of our prevailing fear. All of our fears, all of our worries, all of our cares, everything that comes in between us and our Savior, even the fear of failure in him, must be done away with. Even the fear of failure in him must be done away with. Well, what does that mean? That means you've been seeking the Lord for something. You've been believing him for something. You've been trusting him for something. You've been asking and begging and pleading and fasting and calling on his name about something. And so now you've decided you'll trust him. Almost. Your trust, most of you is trusting, but there's this little part hanging out that's not trusting yet. And it's a fear. It's a fear that after you've done all of this, you'll still fail. Failure will still come, even though you're trusting him, so you think. Well, the fear that we may be disappointed in the matter that we are depending on him for must be repented of and forsaken. You see, love is not in fear. Fear brings torment. It means you're not perfected in love. And faith works by love. That's right. That fear that although you've done this and this and this, and you've listened to every broadcast, and you've recast them all, and you read your Bible, and you pray, and this and this and this, you've done everything we've told you to do just about, it still isn't going to be enough for you. Well, saints, it's time to deal with that fear. God's calling it out tonight. You see, we should come to know him whom we have believed. We haven't just believed in principles. We've believed in a personhood, a living someone. We must become persuaded, fully persuaded, not mostly persuaded, fully persuaded that he is well able to command the matter that we have committed into his care. You see, the Bible declares that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So either we believe that or we don't. And it's up to us to choose which we will do. No one can make that decision for you. You have to make that one for yourself. Either you believe that he can absolutely, positively, completely handle, command the matter that you've committed to his care, or he can't. Either you believe he will or you think he won't. And it's up to you to choose which path you're going to be on. You see, God is good all the time. In James chapter 1, verse 17, James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There is no shadow of turning in him. It does not say there is no turning in him. There's not even a shadow of turning. Nothing. Nothing at all. He is not sometimey. He is not fickle. He doesn't act like we have acted. He's not what you call a fair-weather friend. He is forever the same. He is God Almighty, and all power is his. So then, why should we be anxious? Why should we be timid? Why should we be fearful? Why should we be apprehensive or unstable in faith or not certain of impending outcomes when our gracious Lord is on our side? Why? What's underneath that? What are we hiding? And what are we hiding from? Could it be that we really don't really know him, or that we don't trust him? Could that be that we don't really know him and we don't really trust him? Is that possible? You must answer this for yourself. If the case be that you don't know him, then his word and the salvation that you now experience tells of his love for you. Mm-hmm. Can you live without his love? If the case be that you don't trust him, well, why don't you? Why don't you trust him? In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust, his confidence in the Lord shall be safe. Being afraid of man is a snare for your soul. You get a trap there. But the one who puts his trust and faith and confidence in the Lord will be safe. Mm-hmm. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love. So if you say that you love the Lord, where did you get the fear from? Because perfect love casts out fear. Because fear brings torment. Torment comes with fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. My, how revealing. Well, the Bible says that because we have been justified, just as if we had not sinned, through faith, that brings peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's hard to have faith when it's something wrong with your love life. Now, isn't it? I believe so. In 1 John 4, verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is God in you than the devil that is in the world. But you have to believe that now, don't you? You have to choose to believe it, and then you have to actually believe it. You have to make the choice, and then you must execute. Interesting. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord, in the reverence of the Lord, is strong confidence. strong confidence. In other words, the more you reverence the Lord, the stronger your confidence in him is. How revealing. His children shall have a place of refuge. They'll have some place to run to get out of harm's way. When danger approaches, they have some place to go, to the Lord. All of this is quite revealing. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. So are you being tempted to fear? Are you being tempted to doubt? Are you being tempted to walk in unbelief? Are you being tempted not to trust the Lord? Is that a temptation that has come to you? But you see, God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted above what you're able to bear, but will, with the temptation that has come to you, also make a way of escape for you so that you'll be able to bear it. So now, he's even made a way of escape for you if you're being tempted not to be faithful to the Lord. So what will you do? Will you take the way of escape, or will you fall to the temptation? Only you can choose. You see, God has not given us the spirit of fear. You see, we read about every good and perfect gift. Well, the spirit of fear is not a good and perfect gift. He didn't give this to us. So since he didn't get it, give it to us, where did we get it from? Well, we certainly didn't get it from God's kingdom. We must have picked it up somewhere else. Must have been another kingdom and a different spirit, because it certainly didn't come from our God. And perhaps, we ought to give it back wherever we got it from. Perhaps that's what we should do. Return it to the sender. You see, God has given us a very different spirit. It's a spirit of power. It's a spirit of love. And a spirit of a sound mind. A well-disciplined mind, not a scattered mind, not the mind of a lunatic. We have a sound mind. That's what he's given to us. But you know, we have to decide to receive it and to keep it. That's our place. No one can do that for us. We must do it ourselves. Amen? It is so. In Numbers 23 and verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie. No, God is not like us in that regard. There is no lying in God anywhere. But you know, the flesh will produce a lie whenever it's convenient. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? You see, God is faithful. He keeps his word. He keeps his word. If he promises you he's going to do something, know that it's done. Quite unlike humans, but then he's God. Now, isn't he? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Now, you know, you've been seeking the Lord, and he's been taking you to all these scriptures, and he's been showing you what he's going to do. He's told you in advance what he's going to do in this situation. And then after all of that, you're still going to wonder if it's going to come out right? Seriously? Would you call that unbelief? I think you would. I think you would. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 29, and also the strength of Israel. So he's the strength of Israel? Yes, he is. He's the strength of Israel. He will not lie. See, he won't lie. You know that thing that we've done? He won't do that. He's not going to turn around from doing good. For he is not a man that he should repent. So if you're trying to compare him to folks that you've known before, and folks that weren't right, you're making the wrong comparison. God's not like them. God is righteous. God is holy. Our God is faithful and true. He's not like those folks you've known before. The Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. He doesn't forsake us, saints. We are preserved forever. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the righteous inherit the land and dwell therein. The righteous inherit the land and they live there. The Bible says that the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and that our tongues talk about the judgments of the Lord. The Bible says that the law of our God is in our heart, and because we place the word in our heart, we won't sin against him. Our steps won't slide. Wicked watcheth the righteous and seeks to slay him. That is the truth, and you know it because you've experienced it. They sit there and watch us, waiting to trap us, waiting to do something to us. They just can't wait. But the Lord will not leave us in their hand. Isn't that wonderful? So we're told to wait on the Lord. And keep his way. Obey his way. Don't veer off the path and start acting like the wicked. No, stay on the holy right way with the Lord. And he will exalt us to inherit the land. And when the wicked are cut off, we'll see it. That's what the word said. That's what God promises. And he will keep his word. But you see, we have to answer this question. There's a question. So where is your faith in God? Where is it? What has happened? What has happened to it? Do you live in fear simply because you have always lived in fear? Is that the case? Then don't you think that it is finally time for you to give up on fear once and for all? I mean, do you really plan on carrying that baggage of fear around you for the rest of your life? Are you going to haul it around like a wet telephone pole on your shoulders all your way trying to get home? Is that what your plan is? Is that what you're going to do? Just because you've always had fear since you were little is no reason to continue to keep it. At some point, you should decide that you've had enough of fear and you don't want any more fear, and you want to get rid of absolutely, positively, completely every aspect of fear anywhere in your life. You can't just sit there and say, well, I've always been fearful. God is looking for change. You want God to move. God wants you to change. Well, what are you going to do? What will you do? You see, without faith, it's impossible to please him, Hebrews 11:6 tells us. Without faith, it is actually impossible to please God. How can you say, I reverence the Lord, without faith? For he that cometh to God, believe that he is, first and foremost, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you believe that? Do you? Well, then, if you say you believe it, then why don't you act like you believe it? Since you say that you believe this, why don't you act like you believe it? Because believers live out what they believe. Mm-hmm. You know, just because you're walking in unbelief, that does not make the faith of God without power. It does not change the fact that other people are walking in faith and getting results. Just because you're in doubt does not mean that there are not other people who have chosen to believe and chosen to walk it out and receiving results. That doesn't go. Just because you want to be in fear and sit there in your little corner in fear doesn't mean that other people aren't walking in faith, pleasing God, and receiving the promises, receiving the actual benefit of the promises, the actual effect of the promises. It's moving from the supernatural into the natural, and they take possession of it in the land of the living. Your unbelief isn't going to stop that in other people's lives. So why do you allow it to do that to you? Why? Why would you do such a thing to yourself? What reasoning is there for that? You see, every time you failed at something, God, there's somebody else that was in almost the exact same circumstances, and they overcame. So if they can overcome, so can you. It's up to you now, isn't it? Yes, it is. If they could change, you can change. It's up to you. It's up to you. So, do you think that God is not who he claims to be just because you have not, choose not, and refuse to believe him? In Psalm 31, verse 19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. So God has laid up great goodness for people who actually reverence him in faith, which thou hast wrought for them, fashioned for them, made for them, created for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Not just in a closet, right out in front of folks where people can see it and know about it and hear about it. Get great goodness. It's been laid up for them. It's been stored up for them. Will you be one of them? Only you know the answer to that. Psalm 33, verse 5. Psalm 33, verse 5. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth, not Saturn, not Mars, not the moon, the full of the goodness of the Lord. Well, aren't you on earth? Aren't you on earth? The earth is full, not partially full, completely full of the goodness of the Lord. His benevolence, his kindness, his charity, his willing to teach us the right way. The earth is full of it. And it all came from the Lord. What a revelation. What a revelation. What a revelation. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Oh, despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Look, the riches of his goodness. Aha, riches of his goodness. And forbearance. See, God puts up with some things, too. You're not the only one. And long-suffering. It's riches. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. It's his goodness that leads us into repentance. It's his goodness, the goodness of God. He leads us to repentance in his goodness. You see, the more of his light that we sin against, the more of his love that he gave on the cross that we sin against. Let me say that again. You didn't believe me. The more of his light, you know, when we're wrong and we know we're wrong, that we sin against, the more of his love that he gave on the cross that we sin against. Think about that. Just think about that. You see, in our willful sin, we uncover something. We uncover a willful of God's goodness. We despise his goodness by throwing our head up, walking in our pride, our arrogance, and our own way. That's what we do. We throw contempt and despising on all his goodness. And especially his goodness and patience towards us. We take it upon ourselves an occasion to be bold in our sin. We're going to do it our way anyway. No matter what the word says, we have decided to do it this way. Our way. Not in humility, his way. We're going to defy the living God. That's mighty bold. To know that he has all power in his hand and that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We're going to walk in sin and defy him to his face. My. What gall we have. Well, actually, instead of what we do, we should use that same boldness to be bold in our faith in his goodness toward us. We need to redirect that boldness because, you know, we've used it to go the wrong way. The Bible says all have sinned. Don't look around the room. Look in the mirror. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all been bold and defiant to his faith. Some of us have been so insane that we shook our fist at him. Ah, for a sound mind. I know about now, your mind is trying not to review some of the things you used to do. Why? Because you are ashamed of them, as you ought to be. But you see, the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, he keeps working with us. He keeps working with us to lead us into true repentance. You know how it is. God's given you a challenge. He's given you a command. He's told you to do something. And what do you decide to do? I don't want to do that, God. It's not that I don't know that you have all power and that you can do this. I just don't want to do my part. I don't want to do it, and so I'm not going to do it. And after all, I have this reason, this reason, this reason, this reason, this reason, this one, and this one, why I shouldn't do it, because, and because. Well, is that really the real reason? Or are we walking in fear again? Really? Are we running away as fast as we can from the will of God because we're in fear? What a revelation. In Psalm 27, verse 13, I have fainted. I guess so, with all that running from the will of God. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I know we get tired at some point, and at some point we just give up trying to do it our way. God's been waiting for us to get tired of doing it our way so that we'll reconsider his challenge to change. I had fainted, the psalmist said, unless I had believed to see the goodness of God, that goodness, those rich goodness of his. Where? In the land of the living, not in the sweet by and by, right here, in the nasty here and now. You see, God has been working with us for some time. Yes, he has. He's been training us and teaching us and drawing us out of our sin into his righteousness. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, we need to give the Lord praise for his goodness, for his patience, for his long-suffering, for his leading us out of waywardness, out of fear, out of doubt, out of unbelief, into faith. We should praise the Lord for this. Yes, we should. Yes, we really should. In Psalm 144, beginning with verse 1, blessed be the Lord, my strength. You mean we're not leaning on our own understanding? We're actually looking to him for strength? We're not saying, I can do this. Blessed be the Lord, my strength. Must be some humility in this now, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. You see, when we finally come to the point that we decide that we wish to be taught of the Lord, when we finally become teachable, he will teach us. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust. When he's finally our strength, finally our goodness, finally our fortress, finally our high tower, finally our deliverer, finally our shield, and we finally put all of our trust in him, then he subdues the people under us. Then. Psalm 3, verse 6. Psalm 3, verse 6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Okay? See 10,000s of people? That's a lot of people that have set themselves against me round about. I'm not going to be afraid of any of them. I will not be afraid of all of them together. I'm just not going to be afraid anymore. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8. He tells us, be not afraid of their faces. Why? Because sooner or later, you're going to see those demons manifesting. Be not afraid of their faces. For I am with thee to deliver thee. Yes, the Lord is on my side. I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Is he on your side yet? He asks us in Mark chapter 4 and verse 40. Jesus said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? How can that be? Because he gives to every man the measure of faith to believe him. So, where is your measure? What have you done with it? Deuteronomy chapter 20 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 3. Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemy. So you got to go to war. Don't we all? Isn't that what warriors do? Isn't that why we have the armor of God? Because we have to go to battle against our enemy. He says, don't allow your hearts to be faint. Don't be scared. Fear not. And do not tremble. Don't be shaken in your shoes. Neither be ye terrified because of them. Oh, Lord, what they going to do to me now? No. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you. He's going with you, you see. You're not going alone. Why is he going with you? To fight for you against your enemies. To save you, that's why. To fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Isn't it time to trust him? Isn't it time to believe? In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong. Strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong. Not wimpy. Strong. And of a good courage. Courage. Not cringing in fear and running away. Not giving up. courage. Be not afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just don't. Don't bother. Don't waste your time. Don't go there. Don't go there. Amen. Amen. Don't be afraid. That's what he says. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. Don't make excuses for yourself. Don't do it. Don't worry about being tempted to hold on to pride in order to save face. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's simple. Do not do that, period. He says, don't do it. No, don't do it. Do not do it. Do not do that. You know when fear is coming on you. You do know. You can feel it even. And he's telling you to stop giving in to it. I don't care how many times you've given in, stop giving in to that. Amen? Don't be discouraged at the prospect of some difficulty or problem which you don't know quite how to resolve. Don't do it. Don't go for the temptation. Don't walk into the sin. Why not? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He's in the grocery store and he's in the courtroom. He's at the automotive shop. He's on your job. Wherever you're going, he's already there. So there's no reason for you to look at some situation and decide it's completely unalterable. Nothing can ever be done about it. Well, you see, some things are impossible for man, but not impossible for God. So quit the give up thing, you know. I'm just giving up. No, you're just refusing to believe. You know what I'm saying. You've been there. You've been there being disheartened because you have to do something that seems too difficult for you to do. He's telling us here that he's going to be with us. He's going to help us. He's going to save us. Don't, this is just too much for me. It's just too much. No, God is with us. There's no reason to throw our hands up and just quit. No. But God, courage. Why? Because God is with us. God is on our side. That's right. God is on our side. No matter what the situation, no matter how difficult it is, even if we have to stand there alone, the Lord is on our side. The Lord is on my side. Say to yourself, the Lord is on my side. You've got to go buy a car. You've never done that by yourself before. You've heard about these people. They come out like piranhas. The Lord is on your side. This is the most difficult thing I've ever had to do in my whole life. but the Lord is on your side. Why are you concerned about what they might try to do? The Lord is on your side. But I've just never done this before, but the Lord is on your side. And he's going with you, in you, with you, before you. The Lord, Isaiah says in chapter 12, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He's my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Amen? Amen. So now, you decide. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who can stand against the king? Well, I'll let you answer that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you see, saints, nobody can make those decisions but us. You have to decide. I have to decide. We have to decide. And then we have to know that the Lord is on our side. You know, when we finally come to the place that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know, the Lord is on our side. He will be our peace, and we can go to sleep all night long. That's right. And that's where it is. We can stop wringing our hands. There's no need. The peace comes. Mm-hmm. That blessed assurance comes. And it rests in our hearts and in our minds. He is our peace. Amen? Amen. Well, you see, saint, you have to think about these things. You do. You have to think about these things. You have to really give it some thought. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. You have to make that up in your mind and in your heart. Pastor can't do it for you. Brother Bill can't do it for you. Brother Marshall can't do it for you. You have to do that. I encourage you to do it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to go to our phone line. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 319-527-6235. And press 1. That's right, press 1. So Pastor will know that you want to talk to her. and that most likely you want some prayer. Amen? Amen. So, area code 2032, you're on the air line in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 2032, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. I hear you talking, but you're too far away. I can't make out what you're saying. All right. Something's happening on that line. We'll go to another call. Amen. Area code 8507. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Hello? All right. We'll go to another one. Let me move my hand. Mm-hmm. Code 9529, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm not going to take up time because I know there's others. This message was just for me tonight because I just sent you an email early today dealing with some of the things that you talked about. It was exactly for me. God gave me the answers I need through you. I want to give a praise report that my son that had refused to listen to any of the sermons or anything I was saying about the sermons and about the Word of God and in the Bible, King James Bible versus the other Bibles and stuff. God has really worked on his heart to he has started listening to your sermons. And God is changing his heart. So I give God the praise for that. Because I know it took God to work on him for a while with that. Because he was in the Word of Faith Church and you couldn't tell him anything else. It was, you know, how they get all about the pastor, what he said and stuff. But he finally broke down and started listening. And another praise report is I'm in the midst of getting ready to move to another apartment, to an apartment where I would be paying my own rent without being under the government Section 8 and subsidized and stuff. It has kept me locked down for 15 years. I've been locked in this system for 15 years, just not living, existing, and just fell into the rut of, you know, just having no life because your whole life is under their control, every little penny you make and everything. So the enemy was really fighting me on it, and fear really gripped me about moving, about, you know, putting in to doing it. Are you going to have enough? You know, are you going to make it? How are you going to do it? You're living here. You're going to be paying more money than if you're going to have to work. Well, I did all those things before, and I was like, wait a minute. Peace of mind to me is better than anything. So I have to work. Fine. I need to get up and work. You know, and it's a steps, a lot of different steps in this process to move, but it's under the same company that owns this one, but different managements that they're a whole lot better than here, where I am, that was giving me all this trouble. And God has walked me through each process so far. At the end of it, I'm coming out victorious, and things are just moving swiftly. I'm on the last step now, so I just determined I'm going to step out. I'm stepping out in faith. I'm stepping out in faith, and God will lead me through it. I was like, this message is so me. It is so me. It is so me. And another thing I wrote about was I have a person coming in helping me to get things in order and pack up and stuff. Even though I haven't got the approval, I just feel in my heart, this is what God wants me to do. He wants me from under this because I can't grow. I can't grow. I don't do anything. I stay stagnated here. And she's a nice young lady. So she's a Muslim. So I was starting to have some fear about having a Muslim, you know, in my house, you know, 5 days a week for a while, helping me doing this stuff. And so God started pressing on my heart. It's show her love. She's young. She's open. You know, so just show her the love of God. Just be kind and show her love. But before she comes, I plead the blood of Jesus. Before she comes in, I bind and cage her demons. You know, so, and when she leaves, I cleanse my house. I bind and cage any demons and cleanse my house, you know, each time she come and leave. You know, and I then the devil was just trying to get into my mind, saying, are you sure that that's going to work? You shouldn't have her in there. And the Lord started impressing on me, well, and how are they going to know if I don't show them the love of God and they're not around anyone to that has the love of God? How would they know? You know, how would I be able to talk to her if I just say, no, I can't, I don't want her in my house. She's a Muslim, you know? And I was like, what? That's right, you know? So I just started. Continue to plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, like you told me, like you told me a while back. I just plead the blood of Jesus over my mind and just went on, you know, just moving on, you know. And she's nice young lady. She's open, you know, kind of open. So I'll say, okay, you know, God has shown me what to do, you know, with that. But yeah, that's where I am right now, and not trying to not be defiant, to walk in faith and put this flesh under suggestion, so under the word of God, because my flesh, I notice, is so strong that it had its way for so many years, and so much since I was a child it started with that fear. I couldn't even stand up in a crowd of people in front of people. My hands would sweat. My voice would crack. I would get teary-eyed and cried. And all of my pictures I've taken when I was young, and I look back at it, it just looked like I was about to cry all the time. All the time, never smiled, but about to cry. And I have come a long way. God has brought me a long way with that, with that fear process, a long way. And I'm so thankful for that. So I really praise God for you all. I really do. Thank you. You help. Through God, help me a lot. Help me a lot. So that's where I am now. And I would just like, I would like prayer for this last step to finalize and get my paperwork done and stuff and on time where I won't have to pay double rent, you know, at the new place and here. And it has to be done, a process where I can give notice and time and everything at least by the 28th of this month. So I'm just asking God for favor. But I'm
working tonight.
You know, that first year gripped me so hard about going and doing it, making that step. But I did it anyway. And I'm feeling a lot better about it, more at peace about doing it. Not so much just dependent on the state. I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, I've watched you. Even like before you got baptized. And you have really grown. You're not the person you used to be.
Praise God.
You've been transformed.
Thank you,
and I'm so proud of you. All of us are proud of you. We're proud of the Lord in you.
Thank you.
We are proud of the Lord in you. And you know something? That person that was hanging out in Word of Faith, they see the change in you too. That person sees the change in you. You see, when we begin to change, other people see the Lord in us and they get convicted. They get convicted. But you see, we have to humble ourselves and yield to the process of change. When we change, we're not the same person that we were before in the same set of circumstances. So everything else has to shift now because we're not who we used to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so proud of you that you're graduating. I really am. Praise the Lord. Everybody, let's praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God,
thank
I give you
Lord.
Praise. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
oh,
you,
how beautiful. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for change and growth and graduation. We ask, Lord, that you shower your favor and your blessings upon our sister. And we call for this final step to be on earth as it is in heaven, just
yes.
as it were happening in heaven.
Yes. Thank you,
Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for releasing your angels. We thank you for releasing your goodness, your favor, your blessing. Lord, make it perfect. And Lord, let her win a soul. You brought her a soul. You said, he that winneth souls is wise.
Yes,
so Lord, thank you. You are
yes,
so good. So gracious, so kind, so wise, and so benevolent. We honor you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
How wonderful.
Yes. And also, it's not just a one-bedroom. It's a two-bedroom. Now, God knows my heart's desire is to be a foster adopt a child that has nobody, and it's I'm not alone. Jesus is with me, but it's just me, and I have love that I can share in the Word of God and the love of God that I can share with a child that don't have that. So that's my heart's desire to do that as well.
Well, praise the Lord, Father.
Yeah.
According to your will in Jesus' name and in
yes,
your timing.
Yes, Father.
Amen. You know, when you said that, I thought about, for some reason, the minute you said that, I thought about this organization. I can't remember their name. Where adults that have been fully vetted take a child for a weekend, like once a month, and they do activities with them. They take them to the museum and to the park and to this and to that. And they impart grace to someone who doesn't have that in their normal everyday life. I just thought about that.
I would love that. That's me.
Put that before the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And for that person that's been trapped in the Word of Faith program, mind control program, we pray, Lord, that 2 Timothy scripture, you know which one, we ask you to rightly apply it to their life in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. So they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who's taken them captive at his will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
you.
We love you.
I love all of you all. I love you all. I can't wait to see you guys again soon.
Amen.
I love listening to you, but I can't wait to come and sit there and touch you. Touch you guys personally. Because it's such a powerful service just to be there. Just to be there among your other brothers and sisters sitting there listening, hearing the word and the power of God that just the room is just filled with the power of God there. You don't want to leave. You don't want to leave. So, yes, thank you so much for all you guys' dedication. And I thank your families for giving us a little bit of their time that they could be spending with them, that they're sharing. You guys with us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen.
We love you.
Be blessed. We love you. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 2032. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. thanks for taking my call. I was on earlier, but I accidentally fell asleep. You've helped me a lot. The last time you prayed for me, it was because I was having those static electric attacks. And ever since you prayed for me, that's never happened again. So, but the last few things that I've been dealing with, one is this basically I feel this heaviness in my legs, like I have something in my legs, like some kind of unclean spirit, and it makes my joints crack quite a bit. And I'm not really sure what it is. I know it's all part of what I went through when I was actually demonized earlier this year, and you prayed for me so much to get all that stuff out of me, but there seems to be some remnants left in my legs. And sometimes I can feel things moving a little bit in my body, not nearly as much as before. And I just would like, if possible, to get prayer against having these things completely gone, if possible.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over root work in his life, in Jesus' name. Come up and out of him. Everything that's been planted and rooted in his life that my Heavenly Father did not plant, we uproot you now. We curse these evil roots in him in the name of Jesus. Under the earth, we cut you free in Jesus' name. Come out of the family line. Come out. Those demons that are from the family line, those generational evil, wicked, mean, foul, nasty, filthy, unclean spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of it. come out of his legs. You cannot control his walk in Jesus' name. He has no allegiance to you in Jesus' name. He has no allegiance to you. His allegiance is to Jesus Christ and his kingdom. He has no loyalty to you. All ungodly loyalties. We cut him free. We cut him free in the name of Jesus. Come out of his heart. Come out of his soul. Come out of his mind. Come out of his body in Jesus' name. You're bound. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. The fire of God to consume you. The all-consuming fire of God to completely consume you in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough that out. Come out of him. You have no right. We sever those soul ties in Jesus' name. We bind the spirits in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. In Jesus' name, we cut him free from every marine spirit, every water spirit, every sex devil, generational, iniquitous self sex devil. We cut you free in Jesus' name. Every evil, wicked, vile, perverted sex act that has ever occurred in all of humanity, we cut him free from. We circumcise him from it in Jesus' name. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Cough that mess out. Cough it out. We bind any future and never come back. All those reinforcing devils, we bind you in the name of Jesus. The same fate is yours. We put your wickedness back on your own pate in Jesus' name. Coming through the generations, no, he will not be filled with dead men's bones. We bind that up in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him. He will not be filled with dead men's bones. No. He won't be doing what they did in the name of Jesus. No, he will walk in paths of righteousness in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Every hex, every vex, every love spell, he's destroyed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. What they did, Father, undo. In Jesus' name. Woo. Undo it in the name of Jesus. That unfaithful demon, you are cursed. Come out of him in Jesus' name. You unfull demon, come out of him in Jesus' name. You've hawked him down. You've chased him from this place, that place, and the other place. But you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We put you into the cage. We chain you in Jesus' name. And we send you to the feet of Jesus to be judged right now. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to take these demons away in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Come out of it. All the way down in the belly. All the way down to the bottom. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. We unearth you in Jesus' name. We unearth you in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold in his life. We break your grip and hold in his life in Jesus' name. Come on out of him. You can't stay everywhere. Open the door, Lord. Unlock it. Unlock it. Unlock that cage. Unlock that cage. Yes, you
Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. We break that cage and we set the captive free. Come out. There is no hiding place for you. Come out in Jesus' name. We uncover you for the vile thing that you are. Come out in Jesus' name. Perverseness, come out. Perverseness, come out. Perverseness coming down the family lines. You come up and out in Jesus' name. We bind all that perversion coming down the family line. Leviathan, you twisted devil. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. You twisted devil. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Come out. No, you can't hang him. We forbid you in the name of Jesus Christ. No, he cannot have him. The Lord Jesus Christ stands between him and you. The Lord is on his side. We put the cross of Calvary between all of that and him in Jesus' name. Deep breath and tone. I don't care how deeply rooted you are in him. Your roots are now dead. We speak death to those roots in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. All the way out. Come out of his privates right now in the name of Jesus. The fire of God to burn you out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Call from your gut. Deep breath first, and then call from your gut.
Okay. Okay.
Make yourself microscopic and come out of him in the name of Jesus. I have a question to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if you have any remembrance of an event or not. But did some adult defile you when you were a child?
I've been asked that before. I can't remember. I really can't. Okay. And it's possible because another person that prayed for me said the same thing earlier this year. And I'm believing it might be true. And it's been blocked out of my memory because you're the second person to ask me that.
Okay. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
even though I don't remember this,
even though I don't remember this, the Bible says,
in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
Father, you have revealed truth to me tonight.
Father, you have revealed truth to me tonight.
You know about it, but I don't.
You know about it, but I don't.
So I trust in the revelation that you have brought to me.
So I trust in the revelation you have brought to me.
I forgive from my heart.
I forgive from my heart.
The person or person.
The person or persons.
Who defiled me and abused me.
Who defiled me and abused me.
I place them in your hands.
I place them in your hands.
And I release what they did to you.
And I release what they did to you.
I ask you to heal me.
I ask you to heal me.
I ask you to restore me.
I ask you to restore me.
I ask you to bless me.
I ask you to bless me.
And to make me whole.
And to make me whole.
I ask you to heal my mind.
I ask you to heal my mind.
And I ask you to save my soul.
And I ask you to save my soul.
Rika rushi da rogo seta da brika de lidio su ta da brika de lidio su yerukule de yasa. As I have said before. Continue.
As I have said before.
I will not do those things again.
I will not do those things again.
Amen. Father, in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ, we come in agreement with our brother's prayer before your throne. Father, we ask that you take his deliverance to completion. We ask that you heal him, that you completely deliver him, that you set his mind aright. We bind the reprobate mind in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to bring the fragmented parts of his mind through the blood of Jesus, placed back in his mind in right place and right order. Reestablish in him, Father, a sound mind.
Ooh.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. A sound mind.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. A
yes.
sound mind.
Yes,
in
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to be getting some more deliverance because those roots go way back in you.
Yes, they do.
They go back a long way. So
you're
going to be continually getting some more deliverance. It comes off in layers. So don't
mm-hmm.
be hesitant to call in for more prayer saying, well, I asked her to pray for that before. No, this goes way back in you.
Yes, ma'am, it does. It's so much, and you're absolutely right. I didn't want to pick up your phone line, but my family, it's so deep, my family history, and you're right, and I thank God that he revealed it to you, and I'll definitely be calling back again.
All right. Fill yourself with the word, worship him with the blood songs, and don't let other people put their hands on you. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Will do. Thank you.
I bind in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. They do not
yes,
need
ma'am.
To transfer their mess into you. You're getting cleaned
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you,
Amen.
Too. Thank
Amen.
You so much. Amen.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 4162, you're on the air in Jesus' name. Hello?
Good evening, Pastor Sabrina.
Good evening.
Yes, this is Rosette in Toronto. I know I called a while back about deliverance, and I wrote in, I sent you an email about some stuff I picked up when I was praying for people. So, but I've gotten some deliverance during your teachings and stuff, but there's still some stuff that is lingering around, and I lost my hair. It feels like, you know, something, you know, gets into my hair and cut it all up. So that's why I'm calling today. And the second thing is that I've been trying to get a job, and I've had a few high-paying interviews, and still it seems like these devils are fighting me. They'll shut off the computer during the interview to kind of make me look bad. So yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Is there somebody in your family line that's in the Masonic orders? Order of the Eastern Star, any of that?
I think it was my ex-husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Isha Rugusa that a brica de Yakakisha Honda Rakahai, Uraga de Brisha that a brica eshe. Was he a 33rd degree?
Well, he was hiding stuff. I guess so. I found out some stuff, and that's how we got separated. So I think so. I agree. So,
okay.
Yeah, me and Nikki have been going through so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, the Bible says that the Word of God is a sharp, two-edged sword. It divides asunder. So, Lord, we ask you, in your mercy, in your goodness, in your grace, to circumcise from our sister every wicked spirit transferred to her through her husband, her former husband's sin life, in Jesus' name. We bind those devils, every single one of them, Baphomet, and all of your underlings. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you to your strong man. We pull you down, you spirit of idolatry, in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out of her now in the name of Jesus. All those prayers, all those rituals, everything they've done, that walk they walk, looking to the east, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her right now. Come out of every part of her life. Come out of her finances. Come out of her complexion. Come out of her physical presentation. Deep breath and cough. Come out of her physical presentation in Jesus' name. All of those artifacts, we cut her free from them in the name of Jesus Christ. We break her free from the residuals of those rituals in Jesus' name. The residuals of those sacrifices in Jesus' name. The residuals of that spirit of error in Jesus' name. The residuals of all of that idolatry. Come up and out of her. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come out of her right now. And any such false religion in her side of the family line, we bind heresy in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come out of her now in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. Cough that thing out in Jesus' name. What faith is your side of the family?
Catholics.
That's right. You are right about that. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cut her free from all of those Roman Catholicism demons in Jesus' name. We cut her free in Jesus' name. We cut her free from every, from the Vatican, from the Pope, from that religious order in the name of Jesus Christ. Every false religious spirit, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. All of those, the Eucharist, all those antichrist spirits, those spirits of bondage that they bring, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. You false prophecy spirit, you spirits and teachings against Jesus Christ. You teachers of heresies, sacrificing to idols, incense, deceiver, deep breath and cough, religious deception, worldly speech and action, denying the atonement. You come up and out. We come up and out. You spirits of divination, you come up and out in the name of Jesus. The snake, come out in Jesus' name. You spirits of error, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You false doctrines, you spirits of unclean devils, you defensive arguments, you unteachable servants of corruption, contentious, apologies, spirit of the world, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of man, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Anxiety, stress, faint-hearted, every fear of death, untrusting spirits, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You lying devil. You Babylonian spirit. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All you Babylonian devils, come out of her. Come out from the family line. You generational Babylonian devil. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Ruka Sita Dabri. Say, Lord Jesus. You got to talk louder. Lord Jesus. I denounce. And renounce. The Catholic faith and the Roman Catholic Church. I denounce and renounce. The Masonic orders. And all secret societies. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you cut me free from all of them.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you cut me free from all of them.
And all of the ties.
And all their ties.
And all of the spirits that follow that.
And all the spirits that follow that.
I repent of indulging in witchcraft in Jesus' name.
I repent indulging in witchcraft in Jesus' name.
And idolatry. I ask, Lord, that you heal me. I give you all of my faith. My love. My loyalty. And my life. I ask you to come live in my heart and be my personal Savior and Lord, Lord Jesus. And I turn away. From the sins of my past. I bind the spirit of the occult in your life in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. You have no right to be there. Every false religion that she has ever come in contact with, whether by spirit entity or by natural occurrence and transference of evil spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. All those perverse and seducing spirits, you come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Twisting the word, you come up and out. All doctrinal error, you come up and out in the name of Jesus. Wounded spirit, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oppressed and depressed, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every thief that has been in her life and has been stealing from her continually, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. And you must return to her sevenfold what you have stolen and your whole house in the name of Jesus. Come out of her life. Everything, all those lying spirits, the yoke of iron, we break your gripping hold in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. We bind all departures from the faith as it was once delivered to the saints in Jesus' name. All those hypocritical lies, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every falsehood, every lie, every deception, every delusion, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come up and out of her in Jesus' name. Every spirit of witchcraft, generational witchcraft, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Asmodeus and Osmodeus, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All those spirits that came in with her former marriage, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every one of you, all you water spirits, you are bound. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, I thank you for releasing your angels to warn against these devils that are warring against our sister in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All the every strong man in her life, from conception to this moment, we bind you all, and we command you to all come out now in Jesus' name. You and all of your underlings, come out of her now in Jesus' name. Every stronghold is broken. Every altar is torn down and thrown down in Jesus' name. Come out of her. All the family demons, we bind you in the name of Jesus. All the family ailments, afflictions, and illnesses, every spirit of infirmity coming down her side and his side, you're bound in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough that out. We bind our religious confusion and mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. All dedications to saints, confessional, worshiping of Mary, ritualism, formalism, doctrinal obsession, doctrinal error, religiosity, reincarnations, astral projections, come up and out. Spirit of Babylon, oh, spirit of religious confusion, paranoia, religious mind control, we bind you. Kundalini, we cut you off at the base. We break your grip and hold. Isha da da dio sotarabri in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of them chakras. Come out. We cut through the head. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Let go of her brain in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every form of magic that has been in her life in Jesus' name. All confusion and delusions in the name of Jesus Christ. Seminaries, every logical spirit. We bind nightmares and sleep difficulty and obsessive thoughts and hypnosis and trapped feelings in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the mind-controlled spirits in her life, the religious mind-controlled spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind all Eastern religion in her life in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Mariolatry, fear of expectation, Lord, Fatima, incense, obedience to the priest, prayers to the saints, to the Pope, to the Queen of Heaven. Queen of Heaven, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Queen of Peace, Queen of Righteousness, good work, Jesus only. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. All that cultic control, you're bound in Jesus' name. Cultic control, you are bound in Jesus' name. False honor, you're bound in Jesus' name. Spirits of Babylon, angel worship, medals, false miracles, Fatima, you're bound in Jesus' name. The rosary, the Buddhist rosary, come out. Ruka si te da brica de dio suta da brica de. Yarrakuto da barasta da brica de dio suta. False prophecies, you're bound in Jesus' name. Yirrukusha de da brica de dio suta da barakada. Yarrukuso da barakada. Reverencing men instead of the true and living God, you're bound in Jesus' name. Ruka si te da brica suta da brica de dio suta da brica de dio suta kahada. False Bible, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. That's about all you can take for now, honey. Take a deep breath and say, Heavenly Father, I ask for Jesus Christ.
I ask for Jesus Christ
to baptize me.
Don't baptize me.
With the Holy Spirit and Holy Fire.
With the Holy Spirit and Holy Fire.
Just like he did on the day of Pentecost.
Just like he did on the day of Pentecost.
In the upper room.
In the upper room.
I ask that he give me a spirit of utterance.
I ask that you give me a spirit of utterance.
That I might praise you.
That I might praise you.
And a blessed tongue.
And a blessed tongue.
Now take a deep breath and receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now just open your mouth and speak whatever comes out. No thoughts, no pre-planning. Just let it come out, whatever comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
He continued to praise him in your prayer language. Worship him with blood songs like, "Oh, the blood of Jesus." Get in your King James Version of the Bible. And the Lord will take you to the next step. You're going to continue to get more deliverance. Feel free to call back for more prayer. Write me and tell me how you're doing, because you should start seeing some changes in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that have infiltrated all of her electronics and technology in Jesus' name. We bind them in the name of Jesus, and we send them back where they came from. We close those portals, every one of them. We close it and seal it. We close the open doors, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Isha rugo. Rike said, we surround her with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst. Lead her in paths of righteousness, Father, for your name's sake. Restore her hair. Rike said, blessed upon her head. Blessed crown upon her head. In Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. That glory back upon her head, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Call us back and let us know how you're doing. Amen.
Thank you so much. I will call back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to pray for everybody that got prayer tonight. Amen. Amen. Brother Marshall has some very important things to pray with, to intercede over tonight, and we need to come into agreement with the prayers. Amen, Brother Marshall.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, ask you to, not just for me, but all your saints, all the global prayer warriors, all your saints, Lord, grant us your unction of your spirit to pray the way you want, for what you want, for who you want, in Jesus' name. And I'm in agreement with the global prayer warriors' prayers, according to your will, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that he began a good work in each one of us, has carried it on completion. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, even as it is written, Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And that's the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. Says, Father, forgive Marshall. Forgive all the saints, all the children, because they didn't know what they were doing. And that's the same blood that we drink into one spirit with him. And it says, in Ephesians 2:18, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. He's joined unto the Lord as one spirit. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood, it's against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. We thank you, Father God, for raising us up together with Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. We thank you for Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. That's the name above all names, the name of Jesus, exalted above all blessing and praise. We thank you, Father, for giving us the privilege of being able to pray in that name, in the name of Jesus. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus, the Word of God from eternity past in the flesh to come to earth to pay that price, to redeem each and every one of us, to purchase us with his own blood. And he who purchased each one of us with his own blood knows how to take care of what he's purchased. And we thank you for doing so, Lord. So we come before your throne of grace, Father, in Jesus' name. And every type of weapon formed against us, particularly electronic weapons, spiritual weapons, all pulse weapons are returned. All the pulses are returned on the heads of the spirits and the senders to do to the senders what they intended to do to us. And each and every member of the body of Christ, all that's coming into the body of Christ as we've prayed in the past, and we'll be praying in the future as well, including all the family members of every believer, in Jesus' name. All directed, weaponized, targeted microwave frequencies that try to cause neurological and functional damage are returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them due to those spirits that intended to us, according to Proverbs 6, 30 and 31, in Jesus' name, at least sevenfold. And all so-called debilitating sonic frequency attacks are returned on the heads of spirits to do to them what they intended to do to us. What the enemy intended to do to us is going to come back on them, on their own head, on the spirits that sent them. All targeted radio frequencies. We speak confusion, division to the enemy's camp, and they may not be able to find any of the saints. I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy. They may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear, pertaining to each and every member of the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Even those saints that have made a little mistake and taken the so-called COVID jab in Jesus' name, Karabatur, remove all those kind of items put in their bodies in Jesus' name that they targeted radio frequencies cannot lock onto them in Jesus' name. And all the magnetic weapons sent from under the earth are returned on the heads of the spirits to send and do those spirits what they intended to do us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we don't rejoice that the ungodly spirits are subject unto us, but we rejoice, Father, that our names are written in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for engraving our names in the palms of your hand. We give you praise and honor and glory. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself, the human beings that you've came and purchased through your blood of your Son for your glory. We thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, continue to deliver us all. Even as you said at the end of Psalm 91, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And not just for all the saints that are listening now, all the saints that will be listening in the future, and all those coming into the body of Christ, the multitudes in the valid decision that you're bringing into the kingdom, Father, for such a time as this. You add to the church daily such as should be saved. And we thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said in your word, the last verse of Isaiah 54, no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Because all our righteous deeds are as filthy rites, but it's your blood, Lord Jesus. It's your name. Thank you for forgiving us for your name's sake, the name written in the blood of I am that I am. Because Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. Just as Jesus says, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Heavenly Father, keep to thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. That's why we bow our knees unto the Father of heaven and earth. We bow our knees unto you. We worship and praise you, Father, for the gift of the Lord Jesus, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of righteousness. We thank you for every good and every perfect gift that cometh down from above. From you, Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Thank you for translating us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, that we can see what they're trying to do. And we thank you, Father God, that no bioweapon or any kind of weapon formed against us will prosper, when no matter how it comes, by touch or by inhalation or any other way or by electronic means in any way, no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon, not even word spoken against us, will prosper. And all the word curses are returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them. Do those spirits what they intended to do us in Jesus' name by the blood of the covenant, because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name, even as it is written in Psalm 7912. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it says in Psalm 79:12, and rend unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And you said in your word, whatever they do to the least of these, we've done it unto the Lord. So, Lord, you know how to deal with them. And yes, you're very, very gracious, and your mercies are new every day. Wow. That's why Jonah was a little bit reluctant to go give the warning to people in Nineveh, because he knew you're so gracious, and you gave them that opportunity. And they did pray, and they did fast in sackcloth. They didn't even give any of their children, the cattle, anything to eat or drink. They figured, well, if we're going to get wiped off the face of the earth, this is the time to really repent. And, Lord, you're gracious to them. You can be gracious to so many. And we have, and we do repent, renounce all of our personal sins and generational iniquities, according to 1 John 1:9. Proverbs 28:13, and we thank you for forgiving us, Lord. We thank you for washing us in your own blood and loving us with your perfect love, even as you touch our lips with that blood, the blood of the Lamb. So continue, set a watch before not only my lips, but all their saints' lips, in Jesus' name. Set a watch before our mouths and keep the door of our lips. And we know out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So help us all, as Sabrina already encouraged us, to hide the word of God in our hearts. We will not sin against you. And, Father, those in harm's way in Israel and in Syria and all various nations, including this nation, Father God, ask you to deliver those in harm's way, those in the West Bank, Father God, the Christian Palestinians, Father God, which is a very dangerous, potentially, I don't want to speak any workers, forgive me if I did, Father, I take responsibility and repent, those that are concerned, Father God, perhaps unnecessarily concerned, or maybe rightly concerned, but, Father, you said no weapon formed against us will prosper. And those who have given their lives to Jesus, you know how to protect them. And the many that you bring into the body of Christ for such a time as this, what the enemy intended for evil, you intend for good. There are very few atheists in foxholes, Father, in Jesus' name. That's what we've heard. And, Father, I know that you raise up each of us, and you're teaching each of us. And I thank you for the wonderful testimony by the first sister who called in tonight. I was very encouraged. And all the saints. And you're changing all of us. We're all in different places, but you're all changing us from glory to glory. I have not arrived. I'm a work in progress just like everybody else. And you're choosing to use us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So, Father, we ask for your divine intervention. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father God, that flow of peace. Jesus made peace by the blood of his cross. We plead the blood of Jesus over all those coming into the body of Christ, those are family members of every believer, wherever they are, whether they're in Syria, whether they're in Israel, whether they're in the West Bank, whether they're in Africa, in every nation, whether they're in Canada. Many people in Canada having a very challenging time now, not just Toronto. Many people in the United States having a challenging time, especially the so-called blue cities or whatever. Father, we ask you to deliver those, Father God, in harm's way, in Jesus' name. And all the various upheaval in the different areas. And we bind every spirit of Zeus, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy. And, Father, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication in Jesus' name. And, Satan, we bind you afresh. You, the mind blinder, and all your undines are perpetually bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, continually bound in Jesus. And we command to leave each and every member of the body of Christ and all is connected related to each and every one alone in Jesus. We command you to remove every one of your ungodly spirits from each and every one in Jesus. And all spirits of anxiety, idolatry, ungodly fascination, every spirit of glitz and glimmer that would try to distract people from the light of God, from the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cancel their assignments to each and every one we've interceded for, whether it be in Israel, in Syria, in Canada, the United States, in every nation, in Jesus' name, in Australia, in every nation, even in China, yes, in China, yes, in North Korea, too, and South Korea, every nation, even those come in submarines, we cancel their assignments to those on their tour of duty, in Jesus' name, whether it be in the U.S. military or any other military. And those that are giving their hearts to Jesus, those that will be very soon giving their hearts to Jesus, we cancel their assignments in Jesus' name. We thank you for bringing to light, Father God, what was really done, Father God, in the planning and implementation of the so-called COVID-19. God of Assembly. We thank you for bringing everything to light, Father, in your way and in your time, in Jesus' name. Because you said in your word, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And we thank you for bringing everything to light that needs to be brought to light, Father, in Jesus' name, including with the election abnormalities, Father God, that could result in other potential changes for the better, Father, I might add. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that, Father. We thank you for moving on many people to stand up for the truth, Father God. We thank you for the recent election in the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Father God, where people are not going to just keep taking, even if it's a kind of deemed as a benevolent dictator, in Jesus' name. Some people see the governor of Pennsylvania as being just concerned for everybody's well-being. That's why he wanted to lock everything down for so long. We thank you, Father God, for putting checks and balances back in the system, Father God, and restoring election integrity in this nation and overturning everything to try and result in upheaval in various nations, including the United States of America, upheaval in negative ways, and bringing about the proper removing of things that need to be removed, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that we're founded on the rock of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even as you said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea, were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and the sea, and did all eat of that same spiritual meat, and they all drink in verse 4 now, 1 Corinthians 10:4, they did all drink of that same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed, and that rock was Christ. We thank you for that rock. We thank you, Jesus. You were pierced in our place. And because of that blood of Jesus, because you filling us with yourself, and the whole earth shall be full of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We thank you for filling us with your glory, the glory of children of their fathers. Thank you for the fullness of the Godhead in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We ask for your divine touch, Father God, by your Spirit. Pour forth of your Spirit. You said, in the last days I pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh. You're on all these different gatherings, even as they had the one in wherever that was, Tulsa, and they're planning to do another one coming up next month, very soon, Tampa, and possibly one in Missouri in August, different places, different gatherings, and the resurrection tour that's scheduled to go all across the United States. Father God, we ask you to resurrect the body of Christ, Father, in Jesus' name, and that you give the body of Christ a backbone, Father God, to stand up, including those in the state legislatures, backbone to stand up for what's right, Father, in Jesus' name. And those in Israel, Father God, and those in Syria, grant them wisdom and discernment. And those in the Palestinian West Bank that have given their hearts to Jesus, give them the wisdom to know what to do, and grant them each and every one your discernment, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, you said, you'll never leave us nor forsake us, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And we thank you, Father God, as a pastor once told me, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? Oh, you just leave your earthly body and go to be with Jesus forever in heaven, in a glorious heaven. So, Father, that was a wonderful thing. He told me that because when I was in harm's way at that moment, when we could have gone into the thing that Sabrina was talking about tonight, which is the opposite of faith, I remembered that little word. What's the worst thing that can happen to you? Oh, I'm just going to be with Jesus. So when the man with the big rifle sat right across in front of me in that van, Father God, when we were in Africa, I remembered, and you did bring us out from that situation, Father God. Yes, and we thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, that we can pray in the Spirit. And we thank you, Father God, for the prayers of the saints. We thank you that you hear our prayers. And we thank you for your mercies that are new every day. And we thank you, Father God, that Satan is already defeated. He completely defeated foe, because Jesus can't lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Sabrina's made that abundantly clear tonight. And Jesus says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, the Lord Jesus himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had, that's past tense, had the power of death. Jesus took back the keys of the kingdom. We thank you, Father, for giving Jesus those keys of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor and glory for giving us the stability to stand on the solid rock of our salvation. In Jesus' name, no matter what's going on, in Jesus' name. And it says in Revelation chapter 1, which is at the beginning of verse, but it says, beginning of verse 16,
that you died on Calvary.
That he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance, his face, his appearance, was as the sun shineth in the But when I saw him, I saw him as he was dead.